Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministries. I am Hope Agbem. I'm your teacher and a host. I am so glad that you're able to tune in, and every week you're able to listen and you're able to encourage yourself and you're able to get something from this teaching. It is always my hope that there's a growth in you and there is empowerment by the Holy Spirit in you. There's more joy increasing in your life. There's more peace increasing in your life, and not only your life, but those that surround you, they are able to reap the effect of it, because you are one that hearken to every word. You are one that only trusts the Lord in every situation. You are one that know that God is always faithful, that today we become a vessel of honor, a vessel to bring God's glory to our earthly realm, a vessel that partner with the Holy Spirit, that whatever we do it to honor our risen Jesus. Whatever we do, to honor Jesus, who paid a price for us to have the true joy, to have the true peace, because He is the Prince of Peace. Yes, every anxiety or every chaos situation, God says, I'm with you in the situation, because He make a way when there is no way. So I just want to encourage you, let your faith be elevated to a new height, to a new level, to a new strength, because your faith can pull down every stronghold of Satan's deception. Your faith can actually deflect every firing dart of the enemy. It is God's will for you to have the wisdom to be able to walk in your daily life, because God has given you something precious. That precious thing is faith, so that your life is built upon all the foundations of Christ. You become unshakable. Through you, all of your family, they're able to receive hope. Through you, all of your family, they're able to receive peace of eternity. All of your family able to receive the joy, because you are able to comfort them in every life chaos situation that they found themselves in. Yes, so I pray that you are continuing to grow, you are continuing all to enjoy the presence of God, you are continuing to host the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God is so good, and we are a blessed generation. Many people don't see that we are supposed to be a blessed generation, because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, because we are living in a time of the knowledge increase. We are those that make a room for Christ every day, every moment of our life. Every moment of our life, we want Christ to occupy our space. What do we give our space? Do we give our space to Satan, to deception, to things of life, to things that bombard our mind, to things that does not benefit our eternity, to things that does not benefit our future, our family, our relative, our nation? No, we open our space to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to the feeding ourselves with meditation of God's word or God's revelation. So I just want to pray. Oh, I just want to encourage you also that you continue to grow every week. Yes, little by little, up a notch each time, up a notch each time. Yes, we walk and we start to run, because God wants you to, as you continue to walk, you will be able to have the strength of the Holy Spirit, strength of the Word of God, all that empower you. You're able to run a good race. Yes, God bless you for tuning in all the time. And I'm very grateful. Last week, I announced that a website has been built. However, we having a lot of technical difficulty. Yes, it's Hope and Life Ministries. Yes, some people are able to log in and to be able to read some, to listen to some of the past messages. But sometimes the donation button is not working well. So I just wanted to please have patience with us. Yes, you can log in, Hope and Life Ministries. Yes, www.hopeandlifeministries. So you can be able to log in and check the resources and really listen to some of the past sermons to encourage yourself and grow in the wisdom of God, and to apply the words of the Lord in your daily life. God wants this word to be part of your daily life, your daily enjoyment, your daily appetite. Yes, for man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Because the word become that which fill every vacuum that you have instead of you. Because he empower you to run a good race through you. All multitude are blessed in this generation. Yes, and also, since many people are having difficulty in the with the donation button, I want to encourage anyone that is having that difficulty, you can go to my private email. That's hope. That's habledu@yahoo.com. Again, habledu@yahoo.com. Yes, you can send me a personal email or prayer request, or any urgent prayer request. You can send me through that, and I'll be able to receive it at any time without any hindrance. And also, we do take a Zelle from there also, in case you are not able to use the donate button. You can use that also. habledu@yahoo.com until the website is running well. So, and also the phone number 626-755-6002. 626-755-6002. Yes, our ministry have a banking with Bank of America. Anyway, so if the Holy Spirit leads you to donate, it will be a huge blessing to us. It will be a huge blessing to you also, because you are also partaking and you are also partnering with us and those that have been blessed, because whatever you sow, it keeps us in the air. So I pray the Lord to lead you, to the Lord to guide you. And also, it's a tax deductible donation, so you can leave a message or write a text message with a Zelle. Whatever it is, God sees everything and he rewards everything. Our heart is to see that multitude are growing, multitude of home are being transformed, multitude are become a light in their home, so those that are going astray, they're able to make a turn. You turn from the path of destruction, because God wants us to be a vessel of honor, a light in this world, and a salt that enhance people's life, a salt that cause people's life to be bearable. Some people are not able to cope with life because the enemy is working day and night, bombarding those minds and causing a lot of chaos in their life. So I just want to encourage you, continue to grow, continue to spend the time with the Lord, continue, knowing that he loves you, know that he cares for you, know that you have been convicted into a new being, because anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. You are a new creation, God, to bear fruit for the kingdom, to bring revelation from heaven unto your earthly realm, so that those in your earthly realm, they are able to enjoy the fruit of that revelation. That revelation is you bring the vessel, you bring the presence of God, you bring the promise of God, because Jesus paid it all for us to tap into the invisible realm and to bring all the invisible blessing. And it manifests, it brings healing to people, it brings transformation to people, it brings restoration to people, because the devil also works in the invisible realm. So we have to also be intentional, to be wise in this generation, and to spend time and to always receive revelation from Jesus Christ and to pass to all others also. So God bless you. We are going to be speaking on the topic, the two foundations of life. The two foundations of life. So let me pray. And I pray anyone that have healing needs, anyone that is having issue with their body, please, if you're not doing anything that's dangerous, you can lay hand upon that place and receive healing by faith. Receive healing by faith, because it's not by me, it's about Jesus Christ, who made it clear that whatever you ask the Father in my name shall be granted. By this, the Father is glorified through his Son. Yes, it's the Father's joy for you to receive healing, because Jesus paid it all. So I want to pray, commit this. So believe by faith. Without faith, you cannot receive this. Without faith, you cannot please God either. So I pray. So Father, I praise you and I bless you for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed 2,000 years ago. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for that we are living in a time of chaos, but your word is true. We shall not be worried of anything because you have overcome the world and our faith overcome the world. So I pray for every listener. I pray for your blessing upon every listener. May you draw every listener to know of your will, your grace, your goodness, because it's your will all to bear fruit. It's your will all to be growing in your knowledge. And I pray anyone that is sick, anyone that's having any ailment, we pray by the authority of Jesus. We pray for healing and restoration, Jesus. By your stripe, they are healed. By your wound, there's a restoration. We pray for restoration upon people's lives. We bless you, every spirit of infirmity. We command it by the authority of Jesus to be dethroned from their body in Jesus' name. Every demonic activity or hindering them from growing, we release the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. We cut off every chase of captivity. Oh, we bless you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless you, those that are listening. We pray, may you empower them. Every need of healing, every need of captivity, it could be addiction to all kinds of things. We pray, spirit of addiction, be gone by the authority of the blood of Jesus, because we overcome Satan by the power of the blood of Jesus and the testimony we have. We say, Jesus, the Lord of Lords, who resurrected from the grave on the third day. We bless you, Jesus. We pray for healings and deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for healing. Those in hospital that may be contending for healing, we speak life into their body. We speak life into their joints. We speak life into their organs. We speak life upon every area that they are contending. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. I'm your vessel. Lord, use me for your glory. Use me to reach people. Use me all to teach the people. Use me that your revelation be received, that there's a growth in them, that they grow in your wisdom, in your love, in your knowledge. We bless you. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, faithful Father. Use me as a vessel. I yield myself to you. Thank you. And I put the blood of Jesus over this. Oh, summon anything that is of Satan origin working against all the listener. We pray in the name of Jesus. Be the true complete. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God is so good. Yes, God is wonderful. He is called the wonderful. That's Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Yes. His name shall become wonderful. That's one of the. And counselor also. Counselor. Also mighty God. Also Prince of Peace. And the Bible says, out of the increase of his government and its peace, there's never ending. There's no ending. And you are born in this generation to be partake of that, to be part of that, his government. Yes. His name is wonderful. So the wonderful, he's inside of you. Yes. He is a mighty God. He's inside of you. Yes. He is a counselor. He's inside of you. Yes. Oh, be blessed and rejoice in the goodness of God. Isaiah 9:6. Yes, yes, yes. And the good news is that, oh, out of the increase of his government and its peace, there's no ending. So be blessed and rejoice in every word that God has spoken through his son. Yes, it is true. Because without faith, we cannot receive this. All rejoice. And the joy you have, it's a joy of knowing that not only you benefit, but also those around you, all your family members, those you know, those who are around you, it could be your neighbors, your co-workers, those you have influence over. Yes, utilize the moment, utilize the opportunity you have. Oh, dream with the Lord, dream God's dream. Through those dreams, with the creativity, oh, use that to draw people to know the Lord. Share the testimony you have with the Lord with them. Oh, every word that you speak to those who do not know the Lord, it's a seed. It's a seed of causing them to turn from the path of destruction, to turn them to know Jesus Christ, because his word will never return to him void. So that is why it's important we spend time with the Lord. As we spend time with the Lord, yes, there's more of his presence. There's more of the working of the Holy Spirit. And as you're speaking, a lot of these words will just flow from your mouth. And those words draw people all to heaven. Counter with the risen Jesus. Yes, God wanted to use you or to be a vessel. Yes, we are speaking on the topic, the two foundations of life. It is God's will for you to know that you have built your life on his rock. So I read Matthew 7 verse 24. The Bible says, therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken them to be a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Verse 26 says, but everyone who hears this saying of mine and does not do them will be likened like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. I'm reading from New King James Version. See, Jesus is making this analogy. He said, build your house on his solid foundation. Build your house on his rock. Build your life on his word. Build your life on what you hear. Build your life on what comes from the preacher's mouth. Build your life on the words of God. Build your life on the revelation of God. Build your life on the dreams and visions Jesus show you. Build your life on the revelation that Christ gives to you, so that you are encouraged, so that you bear fruit, so that you have a lengthy root, so that your house is built upon the rock. And last few weeks we've learned that we are a building of God. For Jesus is the builder, and he's the house of God. He's the embodiment of the Holy Spirit, and he is a role model for us, so that we can emulate all his deed, his role, what he did for us, so that we follow. So it's God's will that all his word that you abide, you apply his word into your daily life. And sometimes it's just a matter of just speaking and declaring his word over your life, over your circumstance. God wants you to be a vessel that obey his word, that puts his word into your life, so that when storms of life come, when the wind blow, when chaos come, when you hear those bad reports, you will not shiver. You will not grow uncomfortable. You will still have courage in the Lord. You will say, no, my God is alive. My God has a last word. Oh, be encouraged. Oh, be blessed. Oh, don't allow the words of God all to be thrown on the street, but let his word be part of your daily work. Let his word be part of your daily mindset. The mindset you have is a mindset that is focused upon the goodness of God, that's focused upon the love of God, that is focused upon the deity of our risen Jesus. Oh, you are anchored upon his rock because you become unshakable foundation. Because anytime you are building life, it is Satan's job to test that house. Is he will bring all kinds of storms, but your faith overcome. So spend the time, so declare it, proclaim it, declaring who you are in the Lord, so that every works of Satan will fall to the ground. For Satan only have three agendas in this world. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he does. Yes, but he doesn't come like, oh, I'm a destroyer. He come as virtuous. He come as the angel of life. He come as one who loves God, and the midst of it he perverted. That's why we have to walk with wisdom. We have to walk knowing the ways of the Lord. We have to walk know that whatever I think of, whatever I reason, do I give myself to the lies of the enemy, or I give myself to my identity in Christ Jesus? Because Jesus wanted you to discern. So God wanted you to build your life upon that rock of Jesus. Other words, you'll be building your life upon the sand. When you build your life upon the sand, there's no foundation. Every storm that comes, guess what? It blows the house down. It blows everything you have labored. Every time you have wasted all on build the house, it becomes in vain. So we have to be wise. Build your house upon the rock of Jesus, because you apply all those words into your daily life. Yes, some of the things that cause the building not to withstand is because sometimes we do not receive the answer from God. Sometimes the answers are delayed. Sometimes the Lord wanted to be in the desert, to be in the valley. Oh, because the valley He trained us, the valley He shaped our character. Every valley we go through, every desert place we go through, is because God is refining our character. It's because God is working in us. He's removing every toxin that causes to be ineffective in our work with the Lord. He's removing. So we have to be patient and we have to trust the Lord. James chapter 1 says, well, count it all joy when you go trials of various temptation, because the temptation of your faith produce perseverance. Perseverance must work its work, also that you be mature without lacking anything. So whatever you go through, oh no, God is faithful, God is gracious, and God is loving, God is caring. He will remove from every pit. No pit is too deep for our King Jesus. No pit, oh, no valley, oh, is too low. So God is gracious. So be blessed and be encouraged. Know that whatever the situation is, He will give you the strength, He will give you the ability, and also it's your will, it's God's will for you to examine your heart. Any issue that is not pertaining to godliness, you remove it from your heart. Any issue that is issue of unforgiveness or any resentment or anything that is causing you to hate people, you always have to remove it from your heart, because God has given you everything pertaining to life in godliness, and God forgive you all of your sin. So God wants you to be a role model to others, just as Jesus became a role model. God wants you to be encouraged. God wants you to build your foundation upon the rock. So God wants to encourage you. Ephesians 2 verse 20 says, we have been built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. Yes. We have been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And Jesus Christ Himself is the chief cornerstone. Yes. So your house, your revelation of God, your walk with the Lord must be built upon the apostles and the prophets, because Jesus, He came to fulfill both the law and the prophets. So every work you do must be related, or must be aligned, must be in line with the word of God. Yes, every action. Otherwise, Satan's deception is open to you. Otherwise, Satan's deception can draw you out of the will of God. And there are three wills: the perfect will of God, and the good will of God, and His permissible will. So always make sure it is perfect will, or His good will, or His permissible will. That's Romans chapter 12. So it's God's will that whatever you do, you ask yourself in your heart, is this the good will of God? Is this the perfect will of God? Is this His permissible will of God? His permissible will is always not His best for you, but God wanted to choose all the right will. Okay, God loves you. God wants you to be a conduit of the Holy Spirit, that you build your house in His solid foundation. Oh, that you continue to grow, you continue to be empowered, you continue to speak the word of God, you continue to declare who you are. Oh, because Satan do not like you to declare the words of God. Because the Bible says, well, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? Say you have been redeemed from the curse of the Lord. You have been redeemed from every satanic trap of the enemy. You have been redeemed from every evil temptation. Because Satan's job, or his job, is try to discourage, is try to demoralize you. His job is to cause sometimes the family members all to be angry at you. But you are not to use that against them. Because Jesus said, your own enemy shall be a member of your own family. Satan always has to find a bloodline that he can use to cause you or to feel rejected, to cause you or to feel that you are nothing. But God wants you to be cheerful, because it is normal for Satan to use a family member, someone close to you, to hate you. So you rejoice, Lord. You forgive them because you have greater things waiting for you. God reward everyone. Every action we take, there is always a consequence. So you take action that honor the Lord, there's a consequence of blessing. So God wants to be encouraged and forgive them. Count your blessing that's waiting for you. Count your blessing, because there's great thing God has for you. God wants to encourage you. He wants you to be a blessing. He wants you to be one that built your house upon the rock. That encourage people. Your house is full of his blessing. Your house is full of his grace. So I want to encourage you. Be blessed. And anyone that do not know Jesus Christ, please pray with me and commit your heart to the Lord and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray with me right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus Christ. Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, save me. I'm a sinner. Save me. And I believe in you. You died for me and you rose again. I believe in you with all of my heart. Save me. Save me. And redeem me with your blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I put my faith in you. I thank you for your salvation. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I believe if you pray that prayer with sincerity, please walk with him and know him. And I pray that you're able to log to the website and hear the word of God. And also we take Zelle on HABLEDU@yahoo.com. God bless you. God give you peace. Amen.